The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How many homebodies listening right now love to order their groceries? Just like me. Let's talk about it on Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So yesterday, I'm making breakfast for dinner. Oh. And I realized I didn't have any homemade tortillas in the casa house. So I tell my husband, DJ Automatic, who 10 minutes before had just told me, we need to get out of the house. I ask him, can you go get tortillas for me? And he says, it's too far. Oh. I'm like, well,
okay.
We need to get out of the house, or what are we doing here?
That was my way of saying I don't want to run your errands. The other thing is my idea of a good time is not going to the grocery store and getting tortillas.
Ooh. Which is why I order our groceries most of the time, which you push back on. You don't like to order the groceries. I like them delivered.
I think online ordering the groceries is kind of iffy because when they deliver, they always mess up the order. So you end up with like 30 bananas, dog.
Dang.
Literally, that has happened to us before. We had 30 bananas.
I ordered two bananas and they bought me two bunches of bananas. They had a dozen on each. We had 24 bananas out there on the countertop.
And
I felt bad. I tipped the woman because I don't think she spoke English.
I also feel like going to, when you go and they pull up to like the little pickup area at the grocery store and you open up the back of your car, they just put them in there. I think that's sketch as well, too.
Do you not feel like the laziest person in the world if you have the energy to drive to the grocery store, park your car, pop your trunk, and then let them put them in the back?
No.
Get your butt out of the car. Go in and get them yourself.
I wouldn't say it was really like lazy, but I do say anytime I have a person loading up meat from the back of me, I feel violated. So that's how
you know Automatic said, Aunt. He's like, now I feel like I need to tip this person.
Oh,
I feel obligated to tip. No. And so I sit in the car and he goes into the grocery store.
I like using a grocery cart. And guess what? I'm one of the people who puts it back.
Oh, my
But that's a whole other conversation, okay?
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go to kick it off with National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
One of my favorites. Ooh. You know where they make the best one? Golden Corral.
Hey,
the buffet. Not kidding.
Not mad at that. We also got National Receptionist Day, so shout out to all the receptionists.
Hey, shout out to you. Them. Yeah, you're the face of the company. You're very, very important. Thank you.
And it's also National Bike and Roll to School Day, so if you have a pedal bike, today's the day to break it out and do so.
Did you guys used to ride your bike to school?
Dude, that was always the best.
Oh, I loved it.
I got lost one time. I never was allowed to go to school by myself.
Dana getting lost? Never.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Night Shift Workers Day.
Hey!
All the people working the graveyard shift. What up, though?
It's so scary. I used to be the graveyard shift worker at a convenience store called All Sups. Shout out to the Chimichanga. Do your Googles. It's world famous. And I was scared. Sometimes I would think people were going to go in and rob me, but I was always really nice. So I went without getting robbed.
There it is, yeah. I was going to say, you never got robbed.
Never.
It's very on brand that you would work at a place that's famous for chimichangas.
So really, Google All Sups Chimichangas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about a woman named Teresa Knorr. But let's go back in time when she was first born in Sacramento in 1946. Her parents, they both raised her, but her father was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and lost his job on a dairy farm when she was about 10 years old. And then her mother, who had a heart condition, died in Teresa's arms when she was only 15.
Oh, man, tough.
Yeah, so dad lost the house. Shortly after that, Teresa, at age 16, married a man. 21 years old, his name is Clyde Sanders, gave birth to two children, including a daughter she named Sheila, and then killed her husband.
Oh.
Teresa claimed it was self-defense, but the town was like, we don't remember any kind of abuse, and Clay was shot in the back. Now, Teresa was acquitted of the murder.
Oh.
She got married two more times and was having an affair with her third husband's best friend named Robert Knorr. Married Robert Knorr, had another daughter named Sheila. I have to tell you, Teresa just became a drunk. She was leaving the kids with every man that was in and out of her life and was abusive not only to the men, but extremely abusive to the children. Robert Knorr ended up leaving her because he said he could not stand it. The situation was too volatile. He tried to see the kids, but she just wouldn't allow him to see the children. Once she was alone with these kids, the abuse got worse. She started stabbing them, burning them with cigarettes, handcuffing two of her daughters to the dining table, forcing them to wear mouth gags. Now we're going to move fast forward to July 16th, 1984. All the children recall she went on this rampage. And Suzanne, she was handcuffed under the table, was let loose. And then she told her youngest daughter, Terry, to hold a gun that was loaded and said, if Suzanne moves, you shoot her. Now, Terry was young and she got kind of nervous and she shot Suzanne accidentally.
Oh.
So instead of Teresa taking this little girl to the hospital, she tied her once again underneath the dining table, handcuffed her, and was mad at her for bleeding on the floor. The little girl is begging her, please help me, please help me. She threw in a bathtub and left her there, shot with a bullet in the back. The girl survived. Now, while she's, I have no idea. While she's unconscious, the mother, Teresa, dug the bullet out with a knife. Suzanne developed sepsis, which is a terrible infection. The mom thought she was dead, so she told her sons, Robert and William, take her and all her things, douse them in gasoline, and burn them. And she was left on the side of the road. It was later found out that she was alive while her brothers burned her. She was only 17. The body was found by police and marked as a Jane Doe. Now Suzanne's dead. Teresa directed her anger towards her daughter, Sheila, forcing her into prostitution to support the family.
This woman is a psycho.
She then accused Sheila of giving her an STD. She believes she contracted from the toilet, which is impossible. She hogtied her, beat her, shoved her into a closet where Sheila died on July 21st, 1985. She left her there for 3 days and only removed her body because she couldn't stand the smell anymore. Once again, directing her sons, Robert and William, to take the body, put it in a cardboard box, and throw it near the airport.
The brothers are also psychos too.
Yeah, they gotta be like a little bit
involved. You think? They've been beaten and abused their entire lives, stabbed.
And basically raised by a rabid dog.
Yes. So Terry manages to run away, the youngest daughter. She told police. They didn't believe her. She told therapists. Nobody believed her. Finally, this is years later. Okay, this woman's still free. The bodies are still marked as Jane Doe's. She decides to call America's Most Wanted. This is an old TV show that would solve crime. America's Most Wanted aired her call. And that's how police finally connected the sons and Teresa, ran forensics on that apartment where the body of Suzanne had been in the closet for days and days, and found a DNA connection. They arrested the sons first, and then they finally found Teresa like 2 months later, and she denied everything, and then she found out the sons were, they told everything about their mother.
Rightfully so.
This is actually Teresa's son, William Knorr. He was asked, why didn't you tell before? Here was his answer.
If you weren't guilty of this, why didn't you come forward? You know, you've had 10 years to come forward. Why didn't you come forward? And the obvious clear answer was, look at what happened to the people who did. Susan tried to come forward. She had gotten herself with Child Protective Services, and she's dead. So I just went about trying to live my life.
He was afraid.
Which, from like the outside looking in, is kind of confusing. But I guess if that's all you were raised around and that's all you knew.
If your mom's offing everyone at some point, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to get out of here.
It does sound crazy, but it's survival mode. You just want to live. This is Robert Knorr during the trial.
I hope you burn in hell for what you did to my kids, woman.
Having to know that your children endured all of that suffering for years and years, and the murder went unresolved for years and years. Terry is the youngest daughter. She's the one that finally got justice for her sisters. Here's what she had to say in an interview with America's Most Wanted.
I just want my sisters to know that I had nothing to do with this, and I love them. And they're gone now, and I don't have them, and I want them back.
Helpless is how she feels. She told and nobody listened to her. But finally, they got justice. Teresa's serving two consecutive life sentences right now at the California Institution for Women. She was denied parole in 2019. Good. Hope she stays there for the rest of her life.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's WTF story, we begin in Atlanta, Georgia. One woman in the middle of the night, she really needed hot wings. So she calls 911.
What the
f- No, wait till you hear the call. Turn this up.
I'm on the street. I was just wondering if somebody can order me some hot wings.
Hey, that's not what 911 does.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
911 operator, so calm. Sorry, you did the wrong number, girl. Wrong number.
But I feel like that wasn't the first time this has happened.
What's interesting to me, I started thinking about food. I'm not condoning this. I'm just saying, 911, what you calling for? Automatic.
Donuts.
Donuts.
That's good. Anthony, I want to say, my heart wants to say cheesecake, but there was one time on Christmas where I tried to buy a cucumber. If you ever try to buy anything on Christmas, it's very hard, especially a cucumber on Christmas.
I don't want to know why you were trying to buy a cucumber on Christmas.
Oh, hey, ew.
But what's your story? That might be the WTF.
Hey, listen, dude. Sometimes on the Lord's birthday, you need a pepino in your system, you know? I think that's how you say it in Spanish. I don't know.
You just made it worse by saying in your system.
You said pepino. Shout out
Jesus. All right, yo. We'll go from 911 calls about food to a mistaken baby swap in the UK.
What?
A woman by the name of Macy was a new mother to a newborn baby, and in the hospital, they made a mistake and gave her the wrong baby for 48 hours.
What?
She was holding the wrong kid.
Oh.
And you might think, how can this ever happen? But it's actually a little bit more common than you think. Here in America, out of 4 million babies that are born, about 28,000 of them are mistakenly swapped temporarily.
What the?
I just read a story. This woman takes home a baby, and the baby looks African-American, and the husband keeps telling her, you cheated, you cheated. She said, no. They took a DNA test, and a baby wasn't his. So he left her. She said, there's no way. She took a DNA test. The baby wasn't hers either.
Oh.
This went on for 2 years. Meanwhile, the African-American family had a white baby, and a husband there was thinking the same damn thing.
Sounds like a down in the DM. All right, we're going to take it to China. There's a zoo in China, and they've got a panda exhibit. And everyone is like, those don't look like real pandas. Well, they're not. They're chow chows that are dyed to look like pandas.
So, whoa! How did they figure it out?
The dog started barking. Pandas don't bark.
They're the great value version of the zoo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Things just got real serious in the Drake versus Kendrick beef. Now there are shootings being reported, guns involved. We got Toronto police audio we'll play for you right now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have 6ix9ine celebrating his birthday. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
All right, so let's start off talking about Bad Bunny. Spotted with ex-girlfriend Kendall Jenner, who was recently spotted with her ex-boyfriend Devin Booker. Anyway, they're at a Met Gala after party, seated very close to each other, sipping on beverages. Then it's back to the hotel time. Kendall Jenner enters first. Less than 2 minutes later, here comes Benito.
Oh.
I don't know if they're back together, but they definitely got back together for a night at least.
Yeah, it's definitely a spring fling season.
Yeah, right.
And it was another way for Kendall not to have another notch in the belt. You know, she'd already been there, so she's just looking for a little nightcap.
That's funny, a little nightcap. Check the photos at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. All right, so we're going to get serious. Drake versus Kendrick beef. It's been so much fun getting all the music. Kendrick hasn't rapped like this. I don't know if he's ever rapped like this. It's incredible. Now, reportedly, there were shots fired outside of Drake's home. A security guard has been injured, shot in the chest. The man has a family. Toronto police gave the public an update. They're asked about the Drake-Kendrick beef. Here was the response.
I am aware of what you're talking about, but it is so early in the investigation that we don't have a motive at this time. And so I cannot comment further on that.
Can't we just have fun? Can't this just be music? This sounds like a fan to me. I don't know for certain, but it sounds like somebody who's taking this literally. It's just music, and we're supposed to be here to have a good time.
Do you think it could be like a PR move from Drake people since he lost the battle?
No,
like,
there's no way that a man is in the hospital almost killed. Absolutely not.
No, I don't think that. I think that.
And that's part of the problem here is that people are trying to, it's Drake trying to do this, and it's Kendrick. This is serious. What if this man would have died?
Well, I think at this point, we don't know what's going on. I don't know if it has anything to do with Kendrick, or it's like a crazy fan, or it's somebody who had a beef with Drake in another instance and said, this is a perfect time to go get him.
Taking sides is streaming the one song artist over the other. It's not taking a gun and doing something stupid like this. I hope they catch whoever did it. Go to jail. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll keep you posted as the story develops.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. Time to play Who's Lying. Our contestant is on the phone, Sierra Richardson. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I love it when people get into it. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite part. Okay, Sierra. If you guess Who's Lying, obviously, you're going to win DCS merch. Hoodies, t-shirts, crew necks. We need to be your favorite morning show, so you got to get to know who we are. One of us is telling a lie. I'm going to begin the tall tales first. My name is Dana Cortez. And when I was little, I moved a lot. I was raised by my Nana, and she would follow my mom so we could have this great relationship, and it worked. And I went to over 20 schools. So I didn't have a lot of close friends when I was little, but as I've gotten older, I've made so many great friends, and it taught me that I should be able to move around, don't be scared, go get the bag, and home really is where the heart is.
Do DJ Automatic here, Sierra. I grew up in Minnesota. I actually graduated high school from this place called Holy Rosary High School. I went to college at the University of Minnesota, and I'm actually the only person on the show who has a college degree. But until radio, I never really moved around. I just stayed in Minnesota until then.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I attended three different colleges, and I went to a school in New Jersey. While I was there, I interned for the New York Football Giants and actually got field access and would edit their practice footage for them.
Ooh, Sierra, somebody is telling a lie. We're good liars. I can't even remember who it is. No, I'm just kidding. If you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think Automatic.
You're right.
You're right.
I was born in Minnesota, but I moved to New Mexico when I was 8, and I've lived all over the country.
God,
I didn't go to University of Minnesota either. I went to University of New Mexico. I am the only one with a college degree in here, though.
I thought that was going to trip you up, because we talk about that a lot. We always say Otto's the only person with a degree.
I thought that was the lie.
No, it's not.
She's like, I didn't realize y'all are a bunch of dummies.
No, she thought you were. She's like, oh, he does have a degree. So I did move a lot. Hey, to anybody listening, I want to tell you something. Don't be afraid to move and go get what you need. Don't think you're stuck where you are. And Sierra, do you want a hoodie, a t-shirt, or a crew neck?
I'll take a hoodie.
Let's go. Hey. All right. Thank you so much for playing. Hold the line so we can get all your information. Everybody out there, we love you. You could be playing next week. Call us up, 877-730-DCS1. We could be calling you. All right. It's Who's Lying. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shoot, y'all thought the beef between Drake and Kendrick was bad. Wait till you hear the beef between Mickey D's and who? We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on your Wednesday. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Hi, yeah. It is first Hottest Hashtag. TikTok is suing the U.S. government, saying the law President Biden signed last month is a violation of the First Amendment and free speech. I understand that TikTok doesn't want to be taken down. I don't even want them to. We're finally paying attention to our TikTok. What this law is saying is that the Chinese government, the communist government who hates us, must sell their part of TikTok. And then TikTok stays. Why is it so hard for people to understand that we don't want the Chinese government who hates the U.S. to infiltrate our system and be able to spy on us, which is what they're doing every day?
Because Americans like to be spoon-fed their entertainment, and it's easy. And to think that much and go that deep into it is too much for most Americans.
Which is why TikTok is winning, and they're dumbing us down. Anyway, all right, food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's has got beef. Beef with everyone.
Uh-oh.
So what they're doing is they're actually coming with a bigger and better burger for a cheaper price to take out their competitors. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. So you can go to Five Guys right now and get a burger, fries, and soda, and it's going to cost you about $20 on average.
What?
Okay. You go to McDonald's, where they're going to give you a bigger and better burger now. You can get the same thing, burger, fries, and a soda, for $6.19.
Damn, dog. Now, there's one thing. I love a good burger, bro, so I feel like I'm qualified to break this down. A Five Guys burger is good. Is it a $25 burger? No, not at all, bro.
That's a lot for a hamburger. I can make a barbecue for $25 of burgers and hot dogs. That's just wild right there.
The article that I read about all this, it really was pointing out how fast food prices are just becoming so much more expensive.
Well, I think it's because people continue to eat out.
I feel like this article was written by Ronald McDonald himself, though. Everyone's price is going up but us.
Eat at home and drive those prices down at McDonald's and whatnot. But I will say, I don't care what time of day or what time of night, at least a McDonald's burger, it's always consistent. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Coconut Cream Pie Day, which... always consistent. I'm more of a banana cream pie person myself.
That's but good.
I don't like coconut on my pies.
Oh, interesting.
It's not my favorite.
All right. That's a little insight right there, party pooper. And we also have National Bike and Roll to School Day if you are pedaling your bike, or if you're also on a scooter, too. Go ahead and do that as well.
Or skateboard.
There it is.
And we also ride a scooter to school, you're going to get beat up. Nah. Don't do that.
Hey, scooters are cool now. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I love scooters, but I'm just telling you, there's somebody that's going to do something, that's going to say something. You're going to get bullied. Don't do it.
Not if you're doing backflips on them. Okay.
Hey, there it is. And we also have National Receptionist Day as well, too. Shout out to all the receptionists.
Thanks to the company.
And let's go and wrap it up on National Night Shift Workers Day. Oh.
Anthony and I are pretty much night shift workers at this
point. Okay, well, you say it like that, it sounds like strippers.
But I wish Otto would come home with some dollar bills like that.
No, but being a DJ, you're working in the night shift. I mean, a lot of times I'm DJing past 3-4 in the morning.
You're right.
In comedy, as of lately, I've been doing a lot of midnight shows, which is always wild because people are just too drunk.
And I was a convenience store worker. Can we talk about what happens after 2 a.m. to people? people. Mm. What is wrong with you?
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Remember, your mama told you that? Your mama was right. Behave after 2 o'clock in the morning because...
Yeah, just fornication and felonies. That's it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Don't forget that this coming weekend is Mother's Day weekend. So myself here, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony, we're talking off mic about how much we love our moms. I'm sure you love your mom too. And there's things that moms do that are annoying, but it's because they love us. For instance, my mom loves to show me off when I go to town. We come from a small town. I was born in a tiny town in West Texas. And when she used to own a bar, she would put my name up on the marquee that I was coming to town, which was mortifying.
Now she just uses her Facebook page.
I know.
You guys can ever find Dana's mom's Facebook page. It's like
a shrine
to Dana Cortez.
Beautiful. That's amazing.
It's embarrassing, but I know she does that because she loves me. She's proud. Also, I like when I visit her that she babies me.
Oh, that's cool.
I try to act like I don't like it, but she waits on me. And she puts my towel out. I wake up in the morning and she's already making breakfast. And I don't know how to explain it. Like, I feel like a little baby.
That's fun. That's beautiful. And that's a great review of your mom's relationship with yourself. I think that's the way to say that. My mom's appreciation for rap music is something that I really
like
admire. She was like, we always listen to rap and hip hop growing up. And so it was always interesting to me to hear from my friends who are like, their parents hated that music and stuff like that. It's like, my mom was the opposite.
My mom was always the one that she'd be like, I'd be like, I got this new LL Cool J or Ghetto Boys. And she'd be like, put it on.
Yeah.
For me, I think
hold. Anthony's mom tried to date Warren G, so I understand I
remember. Yeah, it was always fun until
your mom never tried to date that.
It was always fun until it wasn't.
The thing I love about my mom is she always believed in me. She was the one who really pushed me to DJ when my dad was, if you were listening earlier this week, I talked about him always telling me to get a real job. She was the one who actually, she helped me buy a mixer. She helped me buy turntables. She really just pushed me to pursue DJing. And the other thing I love about her is she always answers the phone.
Oh,
whenever
there you
I need somebody
go.
To talk to.
Yes.
That's my mom's my second best friend besides my wife.
There it is. So if you have the ability to call your mom today, do it. Don't wait till Sunday.
I think you should, because you should call mom every single day. Trust me, she'll appreciate it. And like Automatic said, that's why they answer the phone. They want you to call.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.